We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah Daf Mem Chesed Beis. Look at the Mishnah. Shor Shem Eskavon L'Chaveri, a shor that was trying to gore its friend, which means another shor. Instead, he kissed Isha, he missed his friend, and he hit the Isha. V'yotzi Yuladeha, and the Isha lost her babies, her ubar, her pregnancy. Patam Adir Ladas. You Patam Adir Ladas, even though the lach is by a person who fights with his friend, says in the pasuk, "V'chinatzu anashim v'nokvu isha hara." Two men are fighting, and one man hits the isha. V'yotzu ledeh. That's pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. V'lo yi'ah. So in onesh onesh kashi yoshlo v'al isha v'nosam fidlim didn't make vladas. But a shar is part of him to make vladas. Why? Because we learned before there's a pasuk v'al shar noki that says that you potter noki mid make vladas. So if a shar that was trying to gore another shar and it hit the isha, and lost the babies, the loch is part of the vladas. But Adam shem skavon l'chaver v'hikas isha. But Adam that was skavon for his friend and hikas isha v'yachu l'da. Mishalim dmei vladas. He has to pay for dmei vladas. He has to pay for the uber for the pregnancy for the babies. Case of mishalim dmei vladas. How do you figure that out? It's not alive yet. How do you figure it out? So shaman is the isha kami yofa achal yoda. You figure out how much a isha who is pregnant worth on the market. The kami yofa mishyoda, and how much is it worth after it gives birth? And you see the difference. It's worth more before she gives birth because she has these babies or a baby. And you figure out how much it's worth afterwards, and that's the difference. That's what you pay the mevladas. Orom shumel gamil im came mishayisha yaladas mishvachas. That's what you figure out. Sometimes she'll be worth more after she gives birth. We'll see in the Gemara why. Pashas because of sakana that it's dangerous to give birth. So you may rather buy someone who's not going to give birth. Ella. What do you do? Shomer says, "Vladas kamei yofin." Shimon Miller says, "You figure out the vladas by itself, how much they're worth." The nois in Laval, you don't do it by figuring how much the mother is worth before and after. You figure out the vladas himself, the nois in Laval, and you give it to the baal. From Ein Laval, so the halacha is there's a kosev that it goes to the baal. This payment goes to the baal; it doesn't go to her. From Ein Laval, if she doesn't have a husband anymore, the husband died, or the case was that she's divorced. Noisin liyarsha, you give it to his yarshim, the baal's yarshim. It's his din. Hoisa shifcha v'nishtachra giyaris, but if she is a shifcha v'nishtachra and or giyaris, she has no yarshim, and it makes a difference if she has yarshim or not. It really makes a difference about the husband. But like Rashi explains, it could have been Yisraelis married to a ger or to eved that doesn't have any yarshim. But the normal thing is that usually who's married to a ger and a eved, a shifcha mishchareches or a geris. So if she was a geris and she was married to a ger, so there's no yarshim, then potter, the person who did the damage is potter because there's no one to pay to because there is no baal here, and the baal has no yarshim because the baal is a ger. So therefore, you'll be potter. Ant kan a mishnah. So the first line of mishnah is about a shar that hit a isha and they lost the vladas, the naki of vladas, and the second part of mishnah is talking about a person. And then the Mishnah figures out how do you pay dmei vladas. So the Gemara says by the shor shoy miskaven lechaveru. So the diak over here, taima the miskaven lechaveru. Smash madafka because the shor was trying to gore another shor and then it hit the isha. That's why you pata. Ha miskaven leisha. But if the shor goes ahead and gores the isha directly and she loses her vladas, mishal vladas, you pay dmei vladas. Lema to have a tshuva to the Rav Ada Bahava. Maybe this should be a kasha on Rav Ada Bahava. Don't Rav Ada Bahava. Shvarim shen eskavnu liisha, paturim devilados. Or shvarim that mekavnu liisha, patum devilados. So really, this Gemara is referencing a machlekes on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which Tosis brings out that from this Gemara is what the machlekes is. That according to Abai and Rav and that sugya, by a shor that's meskavnu to isha, taka yibichayek mevilados, because the miyut is only in a certain case. With Ayin Shom in the Gemara, and there's no miyat where the isha is scavenly. There's no miyat where the shor is scavenly isha directly. But if Adra Hava says that maki of levados is across the board, that the shor is part of unto mei vlados no matter what. So chari this Gemara should be a kasha because the Mishnah says there's Mishnah be a kasha. Mishnah says dafka shor shem scavenly chaveiro even though for isha yipater mash ma'af scavenly isha be chayiv. So it's like maybe we have tuf to Rav Ada Bahava. Omloch Rav Ada Bahava. Who had in the film scavenging the isha and I'm paturim? Even if the shor is scavenging for the isha, the loch is that the shor is part of a mei vladas. Purim dei vladas. Why did shor scavenging chaveri? Why did I pick this case? I the kabbalah Mr. Seifa odom shor scavenging chaveri. The ochik siv kra. Since the Seifa had to say the case of odom shor scavenging chaveri because that's what the pasuk says. Tani reish and I'm shor scavenging chaveri. Like Rashi says, in the Torah it says, Kinotu Anoshim. That's the case of the Torah. So there, in that case, that's the case of Adam. So therefore, we pick the same case by Shor to say, Yipata Bavada, it's part also from Skavon Isha, and that's true also that by Adam, if it's Skavon Isha, it's Chayef Edmei Vlodas as well. That's also true, that it's Chayef Edmei Vlodas. But since the Pasuk in the Torah picks the case of Kiyinotsu Anoshim, Menok V'Yishahara, that's the case in the Torah, therefore we pick that case over here as well to say that that's the case of Shor, Shem Skavon L'Chaveroi, and it's potter in such a case. But Avada is potter even in a case where it directly tries for the Isha. Omra Papa, Shor Shenogas HaShivcha, a Shor that was gored a Shivcha of Yotsu Yiladeha, and she lost her babies, Meshalom Dmei Vlodas. The halacha is that you pay for Dmei Vlodas. My timer. What's the reason for that? Chamrisa Ma'abartam Ba'alma Hud Azik. It's considered that that the Shor was Mazik, a Chamar that's pregnant. Of course you pay for the Dmei Vlodas. It's not a din like a person. We don't consider the Shivcha a person anymore, it sounds like. It's like a Chamrisa Ba'alma. Dama Kra, Shavulachem Paimachamar. It says about an Evan and a Shivcha. Shavulachem Paimachamar. Am Adem Lachamar. Yam Adem Lachamar. Just like if a Shor damages another Shor and the Shor loses its Vlad, the law is you pay for a Vlad. Same thing. If the Shor attacks this Shivcha, he also has the same halacha. That's the Gemara says. Tosfos says Akasha. That what are you telling me now? That a Shivcha is not called Adam? Shivcha is called Chamar. So we know, it says, Shor by a bar, it says, Shor le Adam, Chamar le Kalim, right? So if an Adam falls into a bar and dies, you don't have to pay for it. If a Chamar falls into the bar, you pay for it, right? What happens if a Shivcha falls into a bar? You pay or not? The Chorosh comes off this bar, that you pay. It's a Pella. Tav Tosfos says Akasha. I'm telling you about a guy, bar tanam shil perkin, nofal secha everish oma potter. That here, the reason why a Shor does not pay the Dmei Vlodas is only in a place where the Vlodas go to the Baal, where the Vlodas go to the husband. But by a Shivcha, the Vlodas go to the master, and that's why it's a different halacha. Freitim Ram Shiv, okay, it's Gevaldig Drosh Taisis, it's beautiful. It says only when it goes to the Baal is there a Miyat, but not when it goes to the Adon. The Gemara says something else. The Gemara says Yachamar. Well, how has the answer to the Kasha? Emphatim Aram Shif, Avada, the reason why the Mevlodas go here, you paid Mevlodas is for Tysus' reason. Because it says, Yishav Yeladah Tila Adonav, because the Vlodas go to the Master. The question is, okay, so it doesn't have the same din as the Adon's Mevlodas, therefore it doesn't have the Ptur. But where is the Chia from? Mehechetes is a chiyuv. You're not including that pasuk, so we have the chiyuv. On that, the Gemara says, it's like a chamar. That's what the Ram Shif says. It's got to be the chiyuv, the chamar. It's got to be where the chiyuv comes from. But Avada, the reason why it doesn't have the din, it doesn't have the same din as of Adam, is for a different reason, because the vlodas don't go to the Baal, it goes to the master. So the Gemara writes, the ketim shalom nevlodos, it says, how do you figure out the mevlodos? So what we do is, this is why when an Adam tries to fight with his friend, he hits the Isha, loses the Vlodas, he pays for the Vlodas. So the Mishnah says, how do you figure out the Vlodas? Mechleikus. The Tanakhama says, you figure out Isha, how much she's worth before the birth and after the birth, and you give that difference as the Mei Vlodas. For the Gemara, the Mei Vlodas, Shvach Vlodas Moyolei. And the Gemara's Kasha, Rashi learns, the Kasha is, that L'chayra, when you evaluate the Isha before she gives birth, it's more than, she's worth more than just because of the Mei Vlodas, also because she looks fatter and more healthy, and she's bigger. So L'chayra, you have to pay, it's more than Mei Vlodas, Shvach Vlodas as well, which means how much she's worth more because of the fat she gets from being pregnant. So I'm going to say, how can I become that? Ketzim Shvach Vlodas, Vishvach Vlodas, Shomen is Isha Kami Yofa, Asha Yodah, V'Kami Yofa, Mishi Yodah. How do you figure out the Dmei Vlodas and the Shvach Vlodas? You figure it out by figuring out how much you did before and afterwards. You figure out before and afterwards, that's the value. Oh, good kasha, Moshe. Moshe has a good kasha. That's like this. That L'chaira, Vos Epis, that the Shvach Vlodas goes to the husband then. We're saying, what do you figure out? The Dmei Vlodas and the Shvach Vlodas goes to the husband. Okay, I said the Dmei Vlodas, the Xeris cost of the Vlodas itself, the price goes to the husband. But that she's worth more because she's fatter. Vos epis to shekel to the husband. It's a very good kasha. We'll see as the Gemara goes along that we'll have that answer, that kasha. But what we're saying is, when the Mishnah says you figure out the Mei Vlodas, it's more than just the Mei Vlodas. It's the Mei Vlodas and the Shvach Vlodas. What?
Is it
the Mashi Kani Shukarabai? No, there's something else. No, he's divorced now. They're divorced. What's the question now, Mordechai?
Hedrin, the issue is the main role, the potential gains of having of the child that you're going to own, or just the issue itself that she's...
No, yeah, you figure that out. But yeah, of course.
Oh, that's the main role?
Yeah, you figure that out also, yeah. You figure that out also, everything, the whole thing, whatever. It's worth more of a blood. Yeah, whatever it's worth. So the more about it. So Shimon Bill says, that when the Isha gives birth, she is worth more. Mike Omar. What's Rav Shimon Bill's taina? What does that mean? The more I didn't understand what Rav Shimon Bill was saying. We already gave a sneak preview, but it sounded like he was saying that the fiyu is more meshavachas. What's going on? What's Rav Shimon Bill taina? Mike Omar. Is the isha worth more before she gives birth than after she gives birth? She's worth more after she gives birth. Even more than before she gives birth. You figure out the vlado is the price of the vlado is mentioned about. So what's the gemara? What's the machlekes over here? You tell me now that the Tanakhama says that isha with vlados before is worth much more than afterwards. And Shimon was saying it's not worth more. Like go to the market, figure it out. So you see, Tosfos Daf Mem Zayin explains the oimik of the gemara. The gemara's kasha is on the shvach vlados. Really, Shimon agrees that of course the vlados have a value. But he's saying you're figuring out the shvach vlados and the dmei vlados. He's saying the isha is worth more because she looks fatter. So Rav Shimon Gamil, that just looks fatter, is cancelled out by the sakana of giving birth. You're not, if someone is pregnant, good, she looks bigger, so that's maybe worth a little more. But it's not worth the risk of dying during childbirth. So the shvach vlodis has no value. Mashenkin, so he says just the mei vlodis is the value. So you have to figure out the mei vlodis by itself. You can't figure it out together with the shvach vlodis, because it's not true, there is no shvach vlodis. So that's his taina. If you figure it out that way, it's faulty. It's not the way you figure something out. You have to figure out the main values by itself. Not the whole isha how much worth before or afterwards, because there's another thing, another factor taken into account, the factor that she's in sakana. And Tainam Haki, that's pshat in the Bryce, in the Mishnah of Rishon Meal. The Bryce explains that's pshat in Rishon Meal as well. V'chi'isha mishabachas koidim shetelet yoyisim malachas telet. V'chi'isha mishabachas la'achas shetelet yoyisim mekoyim shetelet. Aisha is worth more, see, it's clear. Aisha is worth more after birth than before birth. El Shomer said, "Vlodis mentioned Lebal. He figured Vlodis by itself. Mentioned Lebal. See, Klar here. And Bryce speaks out clearly after Shimon Mil's Taina that Aisha is worth more before she after she gives birth than before she gives birth. So that's Rabba's pshat in Shimon Mil. Rav is a little different. Rav Amar Hakatani v'chi Aisha lemishi aledes meshubachas ve'ein laatzma v'shvach Vlodis klum. El Shomer is saying like this." Rav is saying that Rav Shimon Bill's taina was that the gabbai shvach vlados, like we said before, that someone asked the kasha before, one of the shaymim asked the kasha, the lechayra shvach vlados, why should I go to the baal? And that's Rav Shimon Bill's kasha. V'chi isha l'mishi ledes m'shabachas v'in la'atzma b'shvach vlados klum. Just because she's giving birth for the husband, he gets all the shvach vlados, and he doesn't get anything. She doesn't get anything. The part that she gets worth more, why shouldn't it go to her? El Shomnes Avlodois Venois Nabal. You figure how much Avlodois are worth to give that to the Baal. Veshvach Vlodois Cholkim. And the Shvach Vlodois, the Cholkim between the Isha and the Baal. Just to speak out, Moshe wants to know before, but Moshe Kahani Isha Rabbaila. That's a Zaitika factor. First of all, it could be even when you're divorced. That's number one. And not only that, the husband could be dead. It goes to the Yarshim. So that's why it's not the gay way he said Moshe Kahani Isha Rabbaila. And even more than that, Lamais, it goes to her. So what happens afterwards? That's Mashukana Yishka Vaila is telling a lot of different factors. It's telling a million different factors. There's no Mazinus, and then she gets it anyway. So that's not the point. The point is who gets it. And Rav Shimon's Kasha is that, you know who gets it? Whoever gets it is the both of them. Because they're both part of Shvach. They're both equal in that Shvach. So that's Rav says, that's Rav Shimon's Taina. Taina Mahachi, Yom Rav Shimon, Chishon, Mishi, Yiladis, Mishvach, Hasvein, La'atzma, Shvach, Lo'os, Klum. She doesn't get any Shvach, Lo'os, herself. El Shom Nezek Vnei Atzmoy. El Vada, now goes, I'm trying to exclude other things over here. Nezek Vnei Atzmoy, you figure out. Which is damage that she gets to herself. V'tzar Vnei Atzmoy, Tzar. V'shom Nesav Lodo, is the voice to figure out, V'nei Shom Labal, get out to the husband. V'shvach Vodos Cholkin, and Shvach Vodos Cholkin. So it's the first Rebraisa like Rava. Breiting Gemara, Kasha de Rav Shimon Mil Shimon Mil. What's the Kasha? We had a Braisa before that supported Rava's Shita. And that Rav, that Braisa said, that the Taina is v'chi isha mashabachas. Before birth, it's worth more after the birth. So, and here Hashem is saying Taina is shvach vlodos go that there is shvach vlodos, and it goes to both of them. So the first brayta says there is no shvach vlodos. The second brayta is saying that they split it. So it's a stira, two brayta of Hashem v'gamil. Kasha Hashem v'gamil Hashem v'gamil. Loikosha kam v'akeres kam shem v'akeres. If it's the first time he's giving birth, then we're scared she'll be in sakana, and therefore there is no shvach vlodos taka. That's the first time of Hashem v'gamil. The second bride is going after she gave birth once already, so then she had shvach vlodos, and they were saying we split it. So it comes that really Rabba and Rava don't have to argue. Rabba is saying there's a taina when she's mevakeres, the first time she's giving birth. And for Rava, the taina of Shem Gamil is for the second time she's giving birth. Rabbanon damri shvach vlodos damri lebaal. Rabbanon said the shvach vlodos go to the baal. What's takap shat? My time. What's takap shat? Like, why shouldn't it go to both of them? Why is that she ate more and she got bigger, why is it belong to the husband? Zok the Gemara, Kedetanan, like we learned, or some say Kedetanya, we learned the Brayse, Mashash Nema, V'yotu Yiladeha, it says in the Pasuk, V'nokvu Isha Hara, V'yotu Yiladeha. If she had Yiladeha, we know she was Hara, we know she was pregnant. Any day she Hara, Matam Lahara, Lemelach Shvach Hiroyin Labal, teaching us that the Shvach of the Hiroyin goes to the Baal. That's especially there as a custom. Rashim Yil Hayara Mai Darish Bay, what do you do with the Pasuk Hara, that she's pregnant, with extra word? And by like Tanya, that you only chayiv if you hit her near her place where she's pregnant, which means you hit her on the torso somewhere on her body, but not her hands and feet. If you hit her there, you'll not be chayiv. Omra Papa, my Papa explains, mamish, has to be mamish on her stomach. Any place where some shechem, which means like warmth, could hit the that's where the some warmth comes to the vlad, that's where it could be dangerous. Lafuki yad v'regel loy is teaching us that if you hit her on the yad v'regel and she happens to die from that, from the tsar of breaking her foot, she loses her vlad, she has a miscarriage because she hurt herself on a hand and a foot, that's already a grama shtickle, and there's no chiyuv dmei vladas. The only chiyuv dmei vladas is if you hit her near her base Eroim, which means any place where some warmth comes to the Yilados, that's where there's a payment of Dmei Vlados. The bottom line is that we had a Pasuk Hara according to Rabbanan teaching us that the Shvach Vlados goes to the husband. Rashi holds, they split it, what's Hara for? They teach us where is there a Chiv of Hikoy, of being hit. It's only Keneged her body, even not Keneged her hands and her feet.